Consider a word in that song. Breath. 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 Consider it. The difference between the living and the dead is breath. Who manufactures it? Where is it manufactured? What's the cost of breath? The fact that you are sitting down here just shows that you have breath. Breath. Sounds very simple, but it's the difference between life and death. Father, we thank you this morning because you are faithful, you are wonderful, and you are the giver of breath. Thank you, Lord Almighty, for bringing us here again this morning. Father, we are asked, speak to our hearts. Let us be blessed this morning, and let the glory be yours. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, worship team. God bless you. Let's clap for them. My reverend and his wonderful wife sent their greetings. They are away on vacation. I'm sure that you'll be praying for them, that the Lord will indeed give them a wonderful rest, refresh them, and by the time they come back, they will be really refreshed in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, we'll be looking at the topic, the theme of the month, looking unto Jesus, don't shift focus. Looking unto Jesus, do not shift focus. At the first service, we discussed a few things. One of the things we discussed at the first service is the power of choice. The power of choice. Everybody sitting down here, God has given us one power. It's called the power of choice. Power to make decisions. Very big. So use that power wisely. Use it wisely. Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you. It says, I call the heaven and the earth as witnesses against you and I. That means you can't deny it. You can't deny it. Say, I set before you life and death. Blessing and cursing. It says, therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants, some other version says your children, may live. It says, therefore, it's an advice, it's an appeal. Therefore, choose life. Whatever decision you make, please try and make sure you choose life. Do not shift focus. Looking unto Jesus is a choice. It's a decision that you have to make. Do you know why? Let me tell you why. There are other things that you can look onto. Several other things. But he's saying, look unto Jesus. Do not shift focus. In fact, when he says do not shift focus, it means that there are some other things that will remove your gaze, that has the power to remove your gaze from Jesus. They are powerful. They will turn your face. And this morning we'll just be highlighting a few of them. And then we'll be praying. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 says, lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Nobody. Don't underestimate. Don't overestimate the enemy. Listen to me well. Don't underestimate the enemy. Also, do not overestimate. Because Satan can take advantage. He can take advantage of you and I if we are ignorant of his devices. In Matthew chapter 14, the Lord Jesus Christ was walking on water. And Peter said, Lord, is it you? If it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. It was a request from Peter. He wanted to walk on water. And God is the miracle worker. It means that there's nothing you ask God that he can't do. Walking on water negates the law of gravity. But it shows that God can do everything. Say, if it is you, tell me to come. And Jesus said, come. And Peter got off the boat and he started walking on water. And the Bible says, when he saw the wind, in fact, a version, I think it's NKJV, says the boisterous wind. When he saw the boisterous wind, he said he was terrified. He was afraid. He took the gaze away from Jesus. There are winds that will make you turn away from Jesus. And we all experience it. The winds of life. The waves of life. The storms of life. Peter was a disciple of Jesus. He was with Jesus. He knew who Jesus was. Jesus was right in front of him. Yet, he turned away. He looked the other side. And I would say he started sinking. He started sinking. And when he started sinking, he now shouted, Lord, save me. But why did he turn? There are forces. There are situations. There are circumstances that can make you turn away from Jesus. But the message this morning is that looking up to Jesus, do not shift focus. Don't. We'll be speaking about a few of those situations and circumstances that can actually move your gaze. And when you move your gaze from Jesus, it is sinking. One of it is trouble. Wahala. Wahala, trouble. Another word for trouble is problem. Have you ever been in trouble before? Have you ever been in trouble before? Have you ever been in problem before? Anyone that is in trouble, that is in problem, is looking for solution. Wahala. Trouble. Problem. It can, that wahala should actually make you focus on Jesus. But because you are looking for immediate solution, because some problems you need immediate, now. Let's say, you now turn your gaze. Trouble. I shared here some time ago, a woman that was in UCH was my working mate that gisted me. She's a medical practitioner. Said, fantastic woman, Christian, good woman. And she was checking on the daughter from time to time, a baby. But they said the baby was sick. But she was also believing for this baby. I've shared it here before. One day when she walked into the ward, she just saw something that they had. What is more, we are war, be say, what you mock way, what you compromise in here. Trouble! She was seeing her daughter going down. She was seeing her daughter deteriorating. She was seeing her daughter going down. Showed you my banny. And somebody will just come in and give a solution. Come, let me take you to somewhere. There is a solution here. Trouble can make you shift focus. The psalmist said, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes is consumed with grief. Yea, my soul and my belly. He says, have mercy upon me. Trouble is trouble. Trouble, you want the solution as at yesterday. And today there's nothing. Somebody comes to you and say, there's a little solution somewhere. And trouble comes in different forms and shapes, different sizes. Obviously, that young girl died. She died. But, I mean, you can't judge such a woman. You can't. She was helpless and in trouble. And she shifted focus to something else. Looking up to Jesus. Do not shift focus, no matter the challenge. Another one is your association. Who are you talking to? Who are you relating with? Who do you converse with? Your association is key. They can make or mar. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. No one should undermine the power of association. They would either make you closer to God or make you farther from God. And our young people that are looking for who to marry, he's very key. It is extremely key. Whoever you are associating with is very key. You must be sure that this person will not make you shift focus. It won't. The Bible says, do not be deceived. It means that there's a, you guys can be deceived. I can be deceived. It's so categorical. It says, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. It says, evil communication corrupts what? Good manners. Don't be deceived. Am I garanyi? Am I tolanyi? Oh no, I got it. I got this one. It's a lie. It's just a matter of time. I got this one. It's a lie. Everybody that has gone into one cult or fraternity got it through Association. Whether cult or fraternity or witch or wizard, you got it through an association. I smoked when I was much younger. Did I just go to the street to give me a cigarette? No! I saw people, my friends, that were smoking. Well, you can do it. I can try it, oh. Keep me. The first puff, you will cough. In fact, the first puff, you blow it out. But the way to smoke is to inhale. You inhale it. You know, when you watch the people that are doing film, you can know a smoker. You know, put a... No, that's not the way to smoke. When you smoke, you pull it in, you inhale, you now drag it out. When you drag it out, the smoke that is coming out is lighter. Association. Association. It will either bring you closer to God or take you farther from God. And the danger today is that people are no more associating with people. It's your phone. It's danger, danger, danger. Churches are there. Fake churches are there. You know, everything is here. And we are all associating with them. A king in Israel, they went to meet him. Rehoboam. He said, your father was hard on us. Please be gentle on us. Please be gentle on us. And he says, okay, go. Come back in 3 days, I'll give you a response. And he went to meet the old ones, his father's advisors. And those ones said, come, come. They are right, too. If you are good to these ones, they'll be loyal to you. Association. Just take the advice. Be good to them. Be nice to them. And I said, no. He now went to meet his own people, his own association, his own platform, our boys, his own homies. Those ones now gave him the advice, association. Who are you talking to? Who are you relating with? They can make you shift focus from God. I mean, how can they advise him that no, what your father did was small. Your father used whips. You used scorpion. Injure them. And that was the advice he took. That was the advice he took. Which advice are you taking? Which one? God told Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 7. He says, don't give your daughters to their son, nor take their daughters for your son. The reason is that they will turn your sons away from following me. Association. Don't marry from them. Don't marry from these guys. If you dare it, if you try it, they will take your children, they would run away from me. Another thing, wind, that can make you shift focus is delay. Have you ever been delayed before? Have you experienced delay before? Some weeks ago, I was in Port Harcourt and I bought a ticket for for my wife and I for Saturday morning. Saturday morning for 10 o'clock. The flight was 10 o'clock Saturday morning. So on Friday, I got a text message from them that they had canceled the flight. They had postponed the flight to 1 p.m. on Saturday. Well, that's okay. 10 to 1 is fine. I just pick up my wife. Then she was in the hospital. Pick her from the hospital and then straight to the airport and then we'll come. So Saturday morning, I walked in the estate. And when I go back to my room, I just saw a text message. The 1 p.m. flight has been shifted to 9:50 p.m. That's 10 p.m. in the night. What will you do? So, immediately I just called some guy. I said, please, I'm looking for another flight. Get me another flight now. Shift focus. That's the simple. Whenever there's a delay, there's a tendency for us to what? To move. I said, get me another flight. But luckily, you know what happened? The guy just called me back and said, Oga, there's a flight at 12 o'clock. Can you make it to the airport at 12? The driver that was supposed to drive me, I said, oh yeah, it was Jogo Segbe, I will drive. So I picked my wife, prah, we were the last to enter the plane that day. But what am I saying? Delay. Delay can be terrible. Waiting for something that is not happening, and you're waiting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, and it's not showing up, and you say, keep on waiting. You say, keep on waiting. You know, the truth is that we think waiting, when the waiting time is a wasting time. No, it's not. But you need energy to wait. You need energy to wait. Delay. Genesis chapter 16. Let me read verses 1 to 3. Now, Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. And she had an Egyptian maidservant whose name was Hagar. So Sarah said to Abraham, see now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing children. There has been a delay here. There's been a delay. Even God says, no, wait. But Sarah said, no, there's a delay here. The Lord has restrained me. And I said, please, go into my maid. Shift focus. Shift focus. Sarah, the wife of Abraham. Abraham, the father of faith. Abraham, the friend of God. Delay. What are you expecting from God that is making you shift focus? What is that thing that you have been waiting for years? That is now making you to shift focus. The psalmist says, but I am poor and needy. Make haste to me, O God. Make haste means hurry up. You are my help and my deliverer, O Lord. Do not delay. Do not delay. The Bible says hope deferred makes what? Makes the heart sick. Hope that is delayed, hope that is deferred, it makes the heart sick. And once the heart is sick, there's a tendency for you to do what? to shift focus. Do not. Continue to look unto who? Jesus. Jesus. Sometimes when we come on this platform to preach messages like this, it looks as if it is easy, right? I'm speaking at it from an easy point. But I know it is not easy. I know it is not easy. You know, maybe I'm just a little bit refrained from telling my stories this morning. There are stories that have been in trouble. And I mean real trouble. Real trouble. Another one is disappointment. Disappointment is a failure to meet an expectation, either of your own or someone else. Someone that you trust so much has failed you. You are disappointed. Now let me ask you this very simple question. Have you ever been, and I want you to be sincere, has God ever disappointed you before? I know a lot of us will be religious without answer. Have you ever felt disappointed? Ah, God, why? Father, why? Have you ever felt disappointed by God? When John the Baptist was in prison, do you feel he was disappointed? Let's look at what Jesus, John said. Matthew 11:2-3. And when John had heard in prison about the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one coming, or do we look for another?" He was in prison. And he said, "Are you the one that is coming? Am I going to wait for you forever?" That's John the Baptist. Are you the one coming, or will look for another? Have you been disappointed by God in your journey of life? David got home and they had scattered everybody. The wives, the children. Everybody had gone. They had taken every one of them. And what did they do? They started weeping. They wept until they could weep no more. A weeping is a sign of disappointment. Yes. David, King David was weeping. Sign of disappointment. The reason he encouraged himself in the Lord. Do you know why? Why did he encourage himself in the Lord? Why? They wanted to stone him. Brain, why reset? That's when his brain resets. Yeah. There's a Lord up there. There's a Father that can save me. There is a Jesus I can look unto. That's when his brain reset. Otherwise, he was weeping, disappointed. When you are disappointed, it's also several years ago, I was at Glory Tabernacle, and Baba Deboye came to minister there many years ago, and he said a story. You know, he was talking about that verse, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." That was the what was preaching about. So he said, "Oh, there was this young girl that got married. Oh, they had set the marriage, and this lady got to church. Everybody was in church that day. She was in her stuff, but the groom did not show up. Disappointment. The groom disappeared. Won't you feel disappointed by God if you are a Christian? Let me tell you the end of the story quickly. Several years after, the lady married and they posted the husband to become a military administrator. And when they got to the state, they posted the ADC to the man. The ADC of that man was that husband that disappointed the lady. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy." Yes, you can be disappointed, but there's a God. There's a God looking unto Jesus. Do not shift focus. Do not. We may be tempted to throw in the towel. Please, don't. He says, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our what? Of our faith. He's the one that has a solution. How can you have a health challenge and you take it to your mechanic? Or you fly earpiece tomorrow and you now realize that it is my driver that is the pilot of that earpiece. Will you enter it? No. Looking unto Jesus, he's the one that has the solution. He's the solution provider. Isaiah 43 verse 2 says, "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flames scorch you." These are not mere promises. Go and meditate on Isaiah 43 verse 2. They are not mere promises. They are things that God had done before. He can do it again. He had done it before. He says, when you pass through the waters, Exodus chapter 14 verse 21 and 22, then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night. The Lord was there. Do you know what the sea is? The Red Sea? He says, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord, he means he was there. He says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. He says, the Lord caused the sea to go back by strong east wind all that night and made the sea into dry land. And the waters were divided. The waters were what? They were divided. The sea became dry land. Isaiah 43, verse 2. He has done it before. He says, when you pass through the fires, not if, He says, you shall not be bound. Go to Daniel chapter 3, verse 24 to 25. Then the king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of fire? They answered and said to the king, true, O king. Look, he answered, I see four men. He was there. Isaiah 43 verse 2 is not just a mere promise. God had done it before. He will do it for you. Who will do it for you? Every plant which my father has not planted will be uprooted. You didn't hear that? I said every. It means that people plant to. People plant to. People plant. I say every plant that my father has not planted in your life, in your family, in your home, in your business will be uprooted in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you believe it? All you need to do is just believe. It's your belief. God is sending this message to you at a time. He wants to do something. But he also needs you to believe. He won't go past your belief. He won't go past your belief. No. John chapter 14 verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Believe also in me. The Bible says, whoever believes on him will not be put to what? Will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. John chapter 11, 38 to verse 40. Then Jesus again, glorying himself, came to the tomb of Lazarus. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead how many days? Four. One, two, three, four. 4 days. It was already decomposing. There was a stench. There was a smell. And Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you will see the glory of God? I decree upon you, before the end of the month, you will see the glory of God. I said you will see the glory of God. You will see the beauty of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Only did I not say to you, if you would believe, only if you would believe, you will see his glory. That glory will rest upon you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever it is, delay, disappointment, trouble, God is a solution provider. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We're going to sing a song. It's a hymn. Please, I need the choir, the worship team. But this morning, I want you to activate your faith. Because there's nothing God cannot do. It was so, you know, I emphasized on certain miracles. Lazarus was dead for 4 days. But Jesus said, did I not tell you? If only you believe, you will see the glory of God. And I believe that you will see that glory. You will see, amen. You will see that glory. whatever situation, whatever naughty situation, it doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter how many years. It doesn't matter what is happening to you. What matters most is that, can God do it? Answer me now. Or you don't believe? Olorun le se. God can do it. That's why I read that Isaiah 43 verse 2. Go and meditate on it. He had done it before. When you pass through the, I will be with you. When you pass through the fire, I will be there. It will not burn you. The flames will not burn you. Do you know that those guys, those three guys, they bound them? I was thinking about it yesterday. They bound them. What, I don't know whether or what Abia sent you. And they threw them into the fire. Those that threw them died from the flames. Those that threw them, they didn't enter the fire. Those ones that threw them, they died from the flames. And I wondered, when you throw them inside, how did they land? God must have put a foam mattress on the floor of that place. It's your belief.
So sweet.
Let's rise up this
to trust.
I want your faith.
Jesus,
just activate it this morning.
Taking out his word just to rest upon his promise. Just to know the Savior.
Of that song, we are going to sing it again. Please connect with it. Let your heart be connected to Jesus. You see what God will do. You see what God will do. One more time.
It's so sweet to trust in Jesus. Just to take in on his word, just to rest upon it, just to know the sinner. Oh, sing Jesus, 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 our proven hope. Jesus, oh for grace,
oh
for grace, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracles that have happened this morning. Thank you for the testimonies that you will give your children. We'll give you all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' name, have worship. Amen. Amen.